From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. A joke. That's what former Governor Charlie Crist says Florida became after a new voting law put into place by his successor, Governor Rick Scott. Crist spoke out today during a U.S. Senate committee hearing looking into problems at the polls during the 2012 elections. He reminded the committee that when he was governor of Florida from 2007 to 2011, he expanded early voting and voting by mail. And he criticized Governor Scott for signing a new law reducing early voting days.
Florida, which 4 years earlier was a model for efficiency, became once again a late-night TV joke. Voters who wanted to vote early were frequently subjected to lines of 3 or 4 hours, and as Governor Scott refused to take action to ease the lines, in some cases, those lines extended to 6 and 7 hours.
The law passed by the Republican-controlled legislature and signed by Scott last year reduced the number of early voting days from 14 to 8. The days cut included the Sunday before Election Day, which typically draws large numbers of Democratic-leaning black voters to early balloting sites after church. And just hours before Crist spoke in Washington, Governor Rick Scott admitted that the voting law was partly to blame for the state's election issues this year. During an interview with CNN this morning, Scott says Florida needs to look at limiting the length of its ballot and giving local election officials more flexibility in determining the size of polling sites. CNN Soledad O'Brien asked Scott if he accepted any blame for Florida's elections problems.
You know, I complied with the law. We had an election bill that was passed my first year in office by the legislature. It was approved by the Justice Department. So I complied with the law, and that's, you know, when you're the governor, you've got to comply with the law, and that's what I did. But we do need change. We've got to have a bipartisan group come together, Republicans and Democrats, and say, we've got to improve this.
And as it turns out, Rick Scott's television appearance and Charlie Crist's Senate testimony came just hours after the release of a new poll showing which of the two is more popular with Florida voters. As WLRN Miami Herald reporter Gina Jordan tells us, the poll suggests that Scott may have an uphill battle for re-election.
Quinnipiac's Peter Brown isn't sugarcoating the results.
These numbers are really not very good. They're pretty awful numbers for the governor.
The numbers show Scott continuing nearly 2 years of negative approval ratings. 52% of registered voters polled say Scott does not deserve to be reelected. Brown says the poll suggests former Governor Charlie Crist would be the candidate to beat if the election were held today.
He's doing very, very well among Democrats. He's doing very well among independents. You know, he even gets a positive from a minority of Republicans.
Crist hasn't announced whether he'll run for governor in 2014. He recently changed his party affiliation to Democrat. Crist was a Republican during his time as governor, then ran an unsuccessful campaign for U.S. Senate as an independent. Brown says there is one ray of hope for Scott. He says the governor's approval ratings could turn around if the economy improves. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
For more news, please visit us at WLRN.org. And to connect with the newsroom, please send us a tweet. Our Twitter handle is @WLRN. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.